The Missing of the Somme by Jeff Dyer. Narrated by Anthony Ferguson. Remember, the past won't fit into memory without something left over. It must have a future. Joseph Brodsky. A Kaleidoscope of Hypothetical Contingencies. T. H. Thomas. Reviewing Basil Little Hart's The Real War in 1931. When I was a boy, my grandfather took me to the Museum of Natural History. We saw animals, reptiles, and sharks, but today, what I remember most clearly are the long, uneven lines of butterflies framed in glass cases. On small cards, the names of every specimen on display had been scrupulously recorded. Row after row, bright and neat as metal ribbons. On every mantelpiece, stand photographs, wreathed with ivy, smiling. True to the past. Dusty, bulging, old. They are all the same, these albums. The same faces, the same photos. Every family was touched by the war, and every family has an album like this. Even as we prepare to open it, the act of looking at the album is overlaid by the emotions it will engender. We look at the pictures as if reading a poem about the experience of seeing them. I turn the dark, heavy pages. The dust smell of old photographs. The dead queuing up to enlist, marching through the dark town, disappearing beyond the edge of the frame. Some turn up later, in the photos from hospital, marching away and convalescing, nothing in between. Always close to hand, the countryside seems empty in these latter pictures, a register of absence. Dry stone walls and rivers, portraits and group portraits, officers and other ranks, the loved and the unloved.